This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by the Doublespeak Dictionary. The Doublespeak Dictionary by Leslie Starr O'Hara satirizes the marked difference between the ideal of we the people and the reality of we the elite, while offering an insightful glimpse into the clockworks of the totalitarian mind. Ever irreverent, but never irrelevant, the Doublespeak Dictionary serves as a subversive and humorous, but timely reminder that the emperor has no clothes. The Doublespeak Dictionary is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores. There has recently been a war of words in the Republican Party between New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and people he considers to be libertarian. During a recent panel discussion at the Aspen Institute, Christie said, "The strain of libertarianism is a very dangerous thought." Someone asked Governor Christie if he was referring to Rand Paul. He responded, "You can name any number of people, and he's one of them," adding that he wanted the people having esoteric and intellectual debates to come to New Jersey and sit across from the widows and orphans of the attacks on September 11th, 2001. Christie added, "The next attack that comes, that kills thousands of Americans as a result, people are going to be looking back at the people having this intellectual debate and wondering." Rand Paul responded by telling Sean Hannity, "The Fourth Amendment says that it has to be a specific person, a place, and you have to name the items, and you have to go to a judge, and you have to say there's probable cause. And here's the thing. I'm all for getting terrorists. I'm all for, if I were the judge, absolutely, say yes, get the records. But I'm for spying on terrorists. I'm not for spying on every American." Many of Rand Paul's supporters are saying such things as, "See, Rand isn't bad. He only wants the government to spy on terrorists." Allow me to ask, how do you know if someone is a terrorist or even a potential terrorist unless the person is being spied on? Secondly, what happens when the government labels you a potential terrorist? It isn't that far-fetched. In 2009, the MIAC report put out by the Missouri Information Analysis Center said that members of Campaign for Liberty, the Constitution Party, and the Libertarian Party were to be considered potential threats. More recently, the Concord, New Hampshire Police Department cited sovereign citizens, free staters, and Occupy New Hampshire in their grant application to purchase a Bearcat. That's a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck. New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Devin Chafee said, "It's far from clear to us why an armored vehicle would be necessary to address what are generally, by and large, nonviolent movements and, in fact, provide little or no threat to the security of our state." FSP President Carla Garrick issued a statement which read, "I am alarmed and appalled at the cleverly worded insinuations that the FSP is a domestic terror threat. I now have a question for Rand Paul. Since the Concord PD claims that sovereign citizens, free staters, and Occupy New Hampshire are potential terrorists, would you support spying on individuals associated with these groups?" In other news, on July 30th, PFC Bradley Manning was found not guilty of aiding the enemy in connection with leaking documents exposing potential war crimes. Manning was also found not guilty of espionage for releasing the collateral murder video. He was, however, found guilty of the 19 other charges. The sentencing hearing began July 31st and is expected to last several weeks. There are no mandatory minimums. However, Manning faces a maximum sentence of 136 years. And finally, Ballot Access News reports on July 30th, Harry F. Byrd Jr. died at the age of 98. Byrd was elected to the U.S. Senate from Virginia in 1970 and again in 1976 as an independent candidate. Until Angus King's victory in Maine in 2012, Byrd had been the only independent candidate ever elected to the U.S. Senate with a majority of the vote against two major party candidates. Before 1970, Byrd had previously been elected to the U.S. Senate as a Democrat. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.